Well, I have a text for you, and it's Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 9. And I'm going to read it to you in the Authorized or King James Version. Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 9. And this is what God says to Judah through the prophet Jeremiah. He says this: "Mine heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds round about are against her." That's what I want to speak on. "Mine heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds round about her are against her." Now, there's a lot of difficulty with this text. I'm not going to go into all the details, but no two commentators, I would say, are agreed on it. Okay? But I'm going to give you what I think. Of course, you're going to be a Berean and you're going to think about it, and if you don't agree with it, you'll take another line. But I'm going to give you what I think. Now, I've only got 10 minutes, so I've got to... I can't justify everything I'm going to say to you. I want to make 2 points of application. First of all, it is God speaking through Jeremiah to Judah. If you look at the context in Jeremiah 12, you'll see that's what it is. And what it is that God is judging his people for their sin, and the nations are attacking Judah. And this is what God is saying here: "My heritage, my beloved, my people are to me like a speckled bird, and the other birds are attacking." See? But if you look at the context, it also says very clearly that though God is judging the people, and although the nations are attacking Judah, nevertheless, you'll find it there, he says, "I love them. They are my people, and I will bring them back to their land. I will restore them." This time of judgment is going to pass. Now, I'm going to make a leap now. And I can justify it from Luke 24, from Acts 3, Acts 10, 1 Peter 1. But I'm not going to spend time justifying now. I'm going to say to you that the principle I see here applies to God today and his people today. God is still saying of true believers, "My beloved, my inheritance, my heritage is to me like a speckled bird. The nations are attacking, but my beloved is still to me as a speckled bird." Now let me just try and say what I think the illustration is about. Do you remember, if you know it, do you remember in Bleak House by Charles Dickens, Miss Flight? Now Miss Flight had a load of birds, perhaps cage birds, perhaps you don't remember it, but she had a load of cage birds, and she was going to let them out when a certain court case was decided. She was going to liberate them. She thought they'd have their freedom. And what did Mr. Crook say to her? Well, he said to her, as soon as she lets them go, what will happen? All the other birds will attack. Now, if you let a budgerigar out, and it goes up on the roof, the sparrows don't say, "Oh, what a lovely bird. Look at the lovely colours." They hate it and they attack it. They don't want this intruder. God says, "My people are to me like a speckled bird." And I think the illustration here is that God's people, true believers, are in this world, and we stand out. We're odd. We're peculiar. We're strange. Why do I say this? Well, Jesus particularly, because not only Jesus is right in the New Testament altogether, but Jesus could not be clearer than on this point. He says, if they love me, they'll love you. If they believe what I've said, they'll believe what you said. But if they persecuted me, you can bet your bottom boots, if you like, they're going to persecute you. He said, didn't he? He was going to set a man against his father, a mother-in-law against her daughter, and all the rest of it. Standing for Jesus costs. We are a separated people. Our gospel is not liked in the world. That's putting it mildly. Paul says the gospel is to the natural man foolishness. 1 Corinthians 2. He goes further in the Romans chapter 8. He says the natural man hates it. And he says to Timothy, all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now in this country, United Kingdom, we don't suffer much persecution. Some of you have been cut off from family members. Some of you have had to make stands at work, which has cost you. There is a cost, even in this country, for standing for Jesus. But in some parts of the world, my friend, to do what we're doing this morning, it won't be a pleasant thing. We're going to meet, you would meet tremendous persecution. My beloved is to me like a speckled bird the people attack. And I believe, I'm not a prophet, but I do really believe that it won't be long in this country for we'll know more of that. But the other side is, despite this attack, God still says of his people, they are to me a speckled bird, like a peacock, precious. What does he say in Ephesians? He sees us without spot or stain or wrinkle or any such thing. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Jesus, having loved his own, he loved them to the end. And so it goes on. God loves us, my brothers and sisters. Though the world don't care for us, God cares for us. Though the world don't understand us, God understands us. Can you see the point I'm trying to make, the two points? On the one hand, we meet opposition. But on the other hand, in our heart of hearts, we know that God loves us with such a deep love that he gave his own son to die for us. And he's coming again for us. He ever lives to make intercession for us. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion city of our God. Now let John Newton speak. Let the world deride or pity, I will glory in thy name. Fading is the worldling's pleasure, all is boasted pomp and joy. Solid joys and lasting treasures, none but Zion's children know. My beloved is to me like a speckled bird. People around about, not interested. But what does God say? These people are mine. They shall be my jewels. And he loves us without end. Can you see an application here to the unbeliever? Because I'm recording this. What can I say to the unbeliever? There are two sorts of people in this world. There are those who are loved by God and love him. And there is the world that hates them because they hate God. Remember, Christ said to Paul, Saul of Tarsus, he said, you're persecuting my people, but you're really persecuting me. Mm-hmm. Now, there are two people in the world. The glory of the gospel is, though, that anybody listening to this who is outside of Christ, away from Christ, don't belong to the people of God, there is a way in, because we were all once outside. Yeah. But he has brought us in. And I would encourage any unbeliever listening to this, urge them, stop persecuting the church. Stop denying the gospel. Stop hating Christ. Learn to trust him, love him, serve him, and obey him. And you then will become one of God's speckled birds. Of course, I wouldn't put the bullet wool over your eyes. That means as soon as you leave the world won't like it. The devil won't like it. But you'll be precious to God, both now and forever. Now, old Francis Ridley Havergal, once again, hits the jackpot. She gets it. You don't even need to look at your hymn books, don't bother. But you can if you want. You can say it with me, my friend. Who is on the Lord? You got it straight away. Who is on the Lord's side? See that one? How about this one then? Jesus, thou hast bought us, not with gold or gem, but with thine own lifeblood. There you see, God regards us as precious. Fierce may be the conflict, strong may be the foe, but the king's own army, none. No. Now, who is on the Lord's side? Who will join? Huh? That's the question.